Professor of Atmospheric Sciences Paul Rober says he developed a new process to analyze meteorological information that helps forecasters determine what snow ratio to use when predicting snowfall. He says that will provide more accurate predictions. Rober says uncertainty in snow forecasting is largely caused by inadequate information about the snow ratio.
I had the idea that there was probably more information that was available than we were actually using in terms of the measurements that we take. It seemed to me that using that full profile information might give you a better answer.
Although the new snow ratio technique is a step in the right direction when it comes to reporting more accurate forecasts, Rober says there are still gaps in the space and time in terms of the measurements taken. He says good atmospheric observations are needed to make better forecasts.
It's estimated about 40% of the U.S. economy is exposed to weather risk. That's $4 trillion. And we're spending not even 0.001% of that on the whole weather forecast enterprise.
Meanwhile, Rober says he plans to continue studying the snow ratio to make it even more accurate in addition to researching changes in precipitation from one form to another. Mary Herter, Wisconsin Public Radio.